This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind for another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains called What's On Your Mind, Radio Graffiti Monday, meaning you give me your best minute, it's all yours. Somebody earlier challenged me a little bit, did you notice that? Saying, hey, I want more of a fight out of Republicans, and here you defend them on the $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill. I don't mind that. Don't mind that at all. I've got a lot of grief about that. And hopefully I've explained my viewpoint, my opinion. Might be different than yours. That's okay. This debate's healthy. Charlie Kirk and I had this conversation the other day. I don't agree, Scott. I know you do. That's a healthy debate. You bet it is. That's what the show's here for. Keeping everybody in check. I had a text exchange over the weekend with somebody said, you know, why are you going all MSNBC on Jody Smith, who heads up the land board? Sounded like you took a swipe last week at her and Wayne Stengel. I said, well, I wouldn't call it a swipe. I'm not here to take swipes at people. I'm here to give my opinion. You get what's on my mind. If you disagree, you send me a text like you just did here. And in the end, we kind of agreed. Yeah, all right. I got my opinion, you got yours, and in the case of that particular situation, there's not an easy thing to unravel because you have a law that goes back to 1979. You have a bit of a mess now. You have lawsuits flying and Supreme Court decisions and everything else, but the end result remains the same, that if the land board gets their way and continues to go down this path, there will be less investment in oil and gas development in North Dakota. I'm going to continue to think that's a bad idea, not because oil and gas entities, many of whom are large, not all of them are large, by the way, some of them are small. We don't much care. If you're in the business of pulling oil out of the ground in North Dakota, big, medium, or small, guess what? You're paying for roads, bridges, water projects, schools, over half of the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota come from those industries. And right now, a woman by the name of Jody Smith, probably the worst hire of the Burgum administration in my view, who is being led around by a bunch of people whose names you've never heard of before, that she thinks are doing the right thing, and they're out to punish oil and gas companies. That's what they're doing. And you don't have to care about oil and gas companies, again, but you should care about the industry that's in a battle right now against the Biden administration, against their own federal government. Got an administration that wants to help Russia with pipelines while they shut ours down. They want to pull the ability for federal land leases, which, by the way, ripple through the economy in a huge way because they hurt private mineral owners and they hurt the state of North Dakota as well. So at a time like that, do you want to be punishing the bottom lines of industry? Because they're going to go, fine, we'll go to New Mexico. We'll go to Texas. I mean, there's oil in a lot of places. We're not an easy place to pull oil out of the ground. But this is a long way of saying, I have my disagreements there. And I know that the Attorney General is hoping to poke the legislature in the eye with a positive outcome and say, yeah, that whole retroactive thing you did, isn't going to hold up in court, he doesn't believe. So he's out to try and get settlements, but she's out to punish people. And we need some adults in the room to figure it out. and there's not a media entity in the state capable of reporting on it accurately. The coverage of this is horrific. When you think about the basic, simple thing that says every taxpayer in North Dakota, we had to get everybody in the room that pays taxes, over half of them would tie back to the oil and gas industry. Everything that takes tax money, education, water projects, roads, we should stop calling the oil industry the oil industry. We ought to call them the water industry. We ought to call them the water infrastructure funder. So you should call it, you know, the school funder, the county funder, the highway funder. Do you think that a news person, a quote-unquote journalist, is capable of actually understanding this or taking the time to unwind it? They're not. And you could say, Scott, we got Afghanistan. We've got that huge $3.5 trillion assault on the Treasury. We've got election integrity out the window. We have bigger fish to fry. Well, there's part of me that says, let's control what we can control here, which is why I love legislators, because they recognize problems and they go fix them. And in this case, they fix the mess from the assault of the land board. And then the attorney general says, I don't think it's constitutional, so we're going to go to court and decide that. Oh, my gosh. Now you poke the biggest industry in the state. Now you poke the legislature. It's a mess. I spend my time understanding problems and giving my opinion on them. I anticipate that never makes everybody happy. I don't care. I care about North Dakota and the bottom line. And I'm not going to let these things happen in the shadows. And by the way, somebody, if there's a reporter within the sound of my voice that's looking for a story this week, go find out how often the land board is met in executive session, a.k.a. secret. Go find out how many decisions have been made behind closed doors. Ask if you're okay with that. At a minimum, the media that claims to want transparency and every decision made out in the open, even when it comes to hiring presidents at universities, okay, here's your chance. Why were those meetings in secret? So I got a grand total of one person opposing what I had to say about all that, and I had a dialogue with them. I don't mind that at all. I really don't. We need that. So the texts are stacking up. We better get to those. Brand new text number, if you're just joining us, 701-237-1590. It goes to Todd. It goes to Kevin. It goes to Scott. It goes to super producer Chris. We all get them. One number. You only have to remember one number to text us 24/7. Agree, disagree. I want this talked about. We're giving you the keys to the kingdom here on What's on Your Mind. 237-1590. 237-1590. Text us your questions or comments. Okay? Or call us at 800-228-0550. Well, we can all be comfortable in this now. The Pentagon is holding a press conference about the disaster in Afghanistan. The Taliban wants us out by August 31st. Surely the Pentagon is quaking in their boots and they're going to make that happen. Catherine Herridge, one of the best reporters there, used to be on Fox, now she's CBS. What's she asking right now? Roll.
Why not reopen Bagram Air Base? Why not go get an agreement to from the Qataris to come and land in Kandahar and Mazar-e-Sharif elsewhere? We saw the Qataris bring the Mullah Baradar back with a C-17. Why not use the Pakistanis and the Qataris to help bring people out from, because right now you're just bringing people out from Kabul, and it's a choke point.
Great
well,
point.
First of all, the throughput has improved and increased, and I'm not going to. I don't think it would be a useful expenditure of our time to Monday morning quarterback the whole issue of Bagram. It was closed down as part of the retrograde. Jen?
Talking about Monday morning quarterbacking, I'm talking about why not look at the situation now. You need airfields that you can land on to get people out.
Jen, we are
Major General Taylor about this.
Let me try it first and then I'll give it to the general clearly. We are improving our throughput at Hamid Karzai International Airport, and we think that we will be able to continue to try to improve that. That's the goal. But what you're talking about is would be an expenditure of resources and personnel, as well as an increase, most likely, to the threat that they're under to try to go back and as you put it, retake Bagram Air Base, which is the size of a small city. And I understand a lot of people have views and opinions about this. It was closed down as part of the retrograde. It was always supposed to be closed down as part of the retrograde. It was the last base to be turned over to the Afghans. And even as recently as 3 weeks ago, before we actually had to conduct a non-combatant evacuation operation, the leaders in this building ran a tabletop exercise on what it would be like to run an effective NEO operation out of Hamid Karzai International.
I can't. These people. Honestly.
Tabletop exercise. A fifth grader could have figured out when you abandon the Bagram Air Force Base, by the way, that had all the assets. We did it in the dark of the night.
I know.
We didn't tell them we were doing it. People showed up the next day like, really? There's nobody here?
I mean, we had it.
It was like a bad movie.
Didn't have to retake it.
Yeah. And the throughput and the blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
That was Jennifer Griffin, by the way. From Fight. Three throughputs, your answer. Thank you very much. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The name says pretty much all you need to know. Their care is kinder, more personal. It's actually assisted living revolutionized. Innovative, meaningful ways to make the care person-centric. It means whatever you need, they provide in a safe, real home environment for your loved one. Revolutionizing this definition of assisted living. At Kinder Care, they're more than just a building, they're a family. Now, they're in West Fargo. And if you'd like a tour, if you'd like to be on a waiting list, if whatever care your loved one is getting anywhere within the sound of my voice isn't up to par, it's an option. It is an option. Companion care, adult day services, they also do in-home care. But the assisted living 10-bed unit, built in 2012, 12-bed unit built in 2015. The homes sit right next to each other, about a three-acre tract of land, beautiful, quiet country setting on the edge of West Fargo. Call or text Melanie, 701-261-3246, 261-3246, or kindercarefargo.com, kindercarefargo.com. We often get texts from our listeners saying, can you give me the number, the website, what was the name of that? We love those. 237-1590 is how you text us now, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 7 days a week. I'll go into a text Lollapalooza here after we finish with the Pentagon spokesman. What's this twit's name? He looks like Mr. Rogers.
John Kirby, I think. Yeah. Admiral. I got to tell you, I've been listening to most of this.
He's retired.
You know what his three favorite words of this whole thing have been?
Throughput?
Nope. Without going into detail.
Oh, yeah. Well, we noticed.
Yeah.
Without giving you an answer, let me give you an answer.
Without going into any detail about anything.
So do we have any more of the tabletop exercise? Let's not Monday morning quarterback.
Grade, the timeline to speak to today.
Yeah.
We'll work through that as appropriate as we get closer to the end of the mission. As you well know, we very methodically and deliberately plan in the movement out of assets and equipment and resources.
Oh, yeah,
so that we can preserve the capability we need for as long as we
need it.
Stop
this, please. Stop this.
What about the 45 Blackhawks you left sitting there?
Exactly.
Again, the tabletop exercise with the fifth grader would have said, should we leave behind the equipment that can make the bad guys the sixth largest army in the world? Should we do that?
No!
The tabletop exercise would stop in 10 seconds, and a fifth grader would say, wait a minute, I'm going to leave all my best toys behind? I don't think so!
Homer Simpson reporting for duty, sir!
Do you have the rest of the file for the next question on August 31st? Because I think that's the big one here, Kev. Let's pick up where we left off with Catherine Griffith. What is her name again? Jen Griffin.
Yeah,
she's from
Jen
Fox.
Yeah,
and I said it was Catherine Herridge. Yeah. It wasn't Catherine Herridge. She's good, too.
That was fine. I've got a little bit of that.
Have views and opinions about this. It was closed down as part of the retrograde. It was always
retrograde,
supposed to be closed down as part of the retrograde.
Yeah, retrograde.
It was the last base to be turned over to the Afghans.
Yep.
Even as recently as 3 weeks ago, before we actually had to conduct a non-combatant evacuation operation, the leaders in this building ran a tabletop exercise on what it would be like to run an effective NEO operation out of Hamid Karzai International Airport, and we're actually running that play now. Now, it's not without its challenges, for sure, but we're doing that now, and that's the focus, is on making sure that we can get as many people out as possible using Hamid Karzai International Airport. And, Jen, the numbers are showing that it's working.
Oh.
Nobody's taking it for granted. Don't want to be predictive about tomorrow, but it's working. Do you have anything to add to that?
Stop with the buzzwords!
Thank you. Back to the August 31st question. Is August 31st extending that deadline? Is it really an option for the U.S. anymore?
Yes,
is this wholly dependent upon whether the Taliban would agree to let a U.S. presence remain in Afghanistan past that date?
Quick answer, yes
or no. Focus is on getting this done by the end of the month, Tara. What we do here at the building, at the Pentagon, is options. Our job is to
will not
provide
answer
the president's
this question.
Advantage.
They will not answer this question.
Nope.
And it's yes or no.
Yeah.
Biden wouldn't answer
simple.
It. And in the interview with George Stephanopoulos, they are so committed to 831 that come hell or high water, they don't care who's left behind. They won't even answer that question. And that has been the problem from the get-go here. It's incredible. Texture says the retired U.S. military dignitaries that Mark Levin interviewed last evening made it clear that Biden should not be impeached. Rather, he needs to be court-martialed. If you have access to the recording of the show, watch it. Thank you for the text.
Wow.
Kevin,
can you
do that.
Can you find...
He's not a military. He's a civilian. I wouldn't go under court-martial. Hugh Hewitt talked about that quite a bit this morning.
But here, my point is this. It's worse than an impeachment. It is devastating.
Yeah.
And look, whether you have a constitutional remedy or not, everybody should understand how poor these decisions were.
Oh.
That's all you need to do. Now, do me a favor. Look up Mark Levin and the retired British commander that he had on last night. because Mark asked him a question, and the guy went for 5 minutes, and every bit of it was unbelievable. I watched the whole show last night, Mark Levin. So this texture is wise beyond words. All right, let's look at some other comments here. Why didn't Trump and Pompeo include the Afghan government in talks with the Taliban? It was Trump who legitimized the Taliban, says this texter. You think the Afghan government wanted to release 5,000? I served in Afghanistan, and to listen to you and Todd Mitchell interrupt as you play Pentagon clips just shows how immature you are. You are so disingenuous, Hannum. Well, thank you for your service in Afghanistan, and I'm sorry for the interruptions, but I am incapable of listening to pablum. These are not tough questions. These are yes or no questions. And this spokesperson and this president have proven everything you need to know about the incompetence that they brought to this job. And sadly, the blowback goes on the men and women of the United States Armed Forces. So to say Trump legitimized the Taliban, Trump scared the living H-E double hockey sticks out of the Taliban.
Yeah,
they didn't touch one of our guys for over a year, and we only had 2,500 troops there. So how in the world you can think Trump legitimized them? They've been handed a military arsenal, with all due respect. But I appreciate the opinion. Scott, did you say 1590 or 5090 for the new text number? This from somebody who texted the number.
Yeah.
So you have the right one. 237-1590, 1590, 237-1590, the new text number, 24/7. Another, the Taliban celebrated when Trump announced in October that all U.S. troops would be home by Christmas. No three-month extraction plan after 20 years would look like anything else other than abandonment. Well, it actually worked under Donald Trump. Because I repeat, 2,500 troops was our floor, over a year, no casualties. Obviously, we were going to keep special forces there. This argument, which is the Donald Trump argument from this texter, the Joe Biden argument, it was going to be messy. There was no good way to do this. That's basically what Biden said.
Yeah, right? There is.
No.
Sorry, sir, there is. There's a better way to do it where you get the non-combatants and the civilians and the citizens out first.
Now, this listener is saying Joe Biden's right. There was no good, easy way to do this.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
It would have been maybe not as bad. You know, you can hope for that.
By default, somebody wants to know, is a commander-in-chief a part of the military and able to be court-martialed?
No, he is not.
All right, Kevin has done the research on this.
That is not a fact. Should be impeached. Can't be court-martialed.
Another texter says, I believe China owns the Biden administration.
Oh, yeah.
Every decision from the Biden administration, right out of China's playbook. Every Biden administration decision favors China. By the way, Russia, too. Look at the Nord Stream pipeline. And guess what? Who does it not favor? American energy. American national security. A fifth grader could figure this out.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Andy Murnaugh with Pipers Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare in Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Pipers regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Pipers Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden hinted on Sunday the United States may stay past the August 31st deadline to get our people out of Afghanistan. Hours ago, the Taliban told Reuters, absolutely not. The United States must be out by 31 August. German military brass are reporting a firefight involving German and American troops and perhaps a Taliban fighter at the north gate of the airport. Left the Afghan fighter dead on Monday. Seven Afghan civilians desperate to enter the Kabul airport were crushed to death on Saturday, as reported by British military. Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Republican Nikki Haley tells CBS News President Biden has surrendered to the Taliban.
They're not negotiating with the Taliban. They've completely surrendered to the Taliban. They surrendered Bagram Air Force Base, which was a major NATO hub. They surrendered $85 billion worth of equipment and weapons that we should have gotten out of there.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
What's for lunch might be the most important question of the day. I have answers. Tater Tot Hot Dish, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish Meatballs, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Swedish Meatballs today, downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. Glendon, out there in beautiful western Minnesota. Cream chip beef right on Highway 10, Glendon or Yulin. Scallop potatoes and ham, Valley City off I-94. Exit 292, head north. North off the exit for home cook and grab and go convenience. Truckers, easy in and out, lowest price fuel. Beef tips and gravy, scallop potatoes and ham. You get the idea. Any fresh baked muffin, 99 cents all day. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Hogan Gidley was the White House Deputy Press Secretary at Donald Trump's side for about two, maybe 3 years of the Trump administration. Became Press Secretary of the reelection campaign. Now you see him on Newsmax. Good friend of the program, known him for many years. Worked with a lot of good patriots over the years. Hogan, nice to have you back. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. I always appreciate the time.
So we've been just riveted by this Pentagon press conference here so far. And John Kirby, who clearly was a Boy Scout in the Marine Corps at some point, is so far over his head answering these questions, you can't even make it up. My personal favorite, I love these guys with, I don't know how they stand up with all these decorations on their uniforms. They look like a Christmas tree, and they can't answer questions a fifth grader could figure out in some tabletop exercise.
Well, without going into detail.
This General Hank Taylor just gave us a lot of comfort, Hogan. He said that the plan right now is to work with the Taliban to control better airport access. Is that allowing you to sleep better there?
Oh, my goodness. It's not. I've had trouble sleeping since this whole thing began. I think a large majority of the American people have now turned on the Biden administration's handling of this, and for good reason. Leaving 15,000 Americans over there, we understand that a majority of the American people want to get out of Afghanistan. That's never been the question. In the Trump administration, we worked to do just that, but it was conditional, and it was based on certain benchmarks that the Taliban and Afghanistan had to meet together. Joe Biden decided to jettison all of those safeguards, all of those gates, and say, we're just going to do it unilaterally without letting our allies know, without letting the people on the ground know, and leaving Americans behind, billions of dollars of taxpayer-funded equipment now in the hands of terrorists. So many people now expect a large-scale terrorist attack to occur in this country. Obviously, the southern border is open as well, so people can use that avenue to get here. They don't have to use planes anymore. They can just walk across the southern border. I think this is an abject failure at every level. I think the American people are beginning to see just how problematic Joe Biden's policies are, how they are affecting and impacting their lives in a negative way. And I think they're furious, and I think they have every right to be.
If you have a question or comment for Hogan Gedley, chance to talk to him right here. Rich in Battle Lake will go to you in just a moment. Facebook message says, Scott, that was what's on your mind gold right there. You said, quote, I'm going to leave my best toys behind for the bad guys. I don't think so. This is what frustrates me about all this. Was there ever a plan in the Trump administration, Hogan, where we would leave military assets behind?
No, of course not. And there was never a plan in the Trump administration to leave Americans behind, much less those who saved Americans' lives by coordinating and cooperating with the American government, with our military. This is just insane to watch what Joe Biden is doing and for him to lie about it on multiple occasions. At one point, he said he had no idea this was unpredictable. On another front, in another interview, he said, no, we knew this was going to happen. We knew how this was going to be. Twitter has not censored Joe Biden, has not accused him of misinformation or disinformation. They still let the Taliban tweet, of course, and talk about things. They still let, communist China and the Ayatollahs over in Iran make their comments derogatorily about the United States military. It doesn't matter. They're going to continue to censor our side. We get that. But this whole issue is so problematic because he has failed. Look, it's not unique for American presidents to be tested, okay? What's unique is that Joe Biden has failed all the tests. And think about the three core decisions that have made this country weaker. Number one, he's now reliant upon our enemies for our energy, begging OPEC nations to produce oil, when in fact we got enough. And if we kept producing energy like Donald Trump did, it's not only better for prices, it's a national security issue. Second, leaving the border wide open, more than a million people here that we know about, no background checks, no nothing. Third, this Afghanistan debacle is so dangerous, not just for our standing in the world. And look, we don't care what the other nations think about our America First policies, because the president's job is to focus on the American people first, which is what Donald Trump did. What we do care about is being feared and loved and respected on a global stage, something Joe Biden cannot make happen, something Joe Biden has not made happen, because as Secretary Gates made the point, Joe Biden's been wrong on every foreign policy decision for the last 50 years, and Barack Obama made the point that, and I'm going to use his words here, and I'm going to clean it up for the audience, that don't underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. That's Barack Obama. That's a problem. The American people know it, and now our global partners and allies know it too.
And by the way, that's why Susan Rice is behind this. That's why all of Team Obama is right behind all this, because they are pulling strings, too, and letting Biden have all the egg on his face. It's unbelievable. Rich in Battle Lake for Hogan Gedley from Newsmax. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Kevin, I listened to Mike Pompeo a week ago with Chris Wallace, and he totally decimated that notion that the Afghans were not in the room with the Trump team and the Taliban. The Afghanis were there. Mike Pompeo was there, and he said that was a bald-faced lie, that the Afghans weren't in there. So this dispels what that other guy was saying.
That Al-Qaeda's not in.
And I should, for the benefit of Hogan, give him exactly what they're talking about in that regard. Where's that text? Somebody was, I guess a dang many here today. The gist of it was this, Hogan, that this is Trump's deal, right? That this is all this is Trump's mess. Here's what he said. Why didn't Trump and Pompeo include the Afghan government in the talks with the Taliban? It was Trump who legitimized the Taliban. You think Afghan government wanted to release 5,000? I served in Afghanistan. And, you shouldn't interrupt the Pentagon guys when they're saying important stuff like 831, yes or no, hamana, hamana, hamana. Evacuation capacity, humana, 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 tabletop exercise throughput, all their nonsense, that sent one of our listeners into a fit. But what about what Rich is talking about? in the Afghan government being included in talks with Taliban and Trump legitimizing the Taliban. What do you say about that, Hogan?
Okay, a couple things here. First of all, the notion that Joe Biden tries to blame everyone else but his own administration, his own decisions, after he bragged about being the one to make the decision, as did Kamala Harris being last in the room, by the way, is ridiculous. Because, and then try to say, wait a minute, but this is Trump's deal, not ours. First of all, you got rid of the Paris climate position of President Trump. You got rid of the Iranian nuclear deal. For some reason, you were only confined and constrained by this deal, which, by the way, you didn't follow. Because Donald Trump not only had the leader of the Taliban, Baradar, in the room and had conversations with him, he also talked to the Afghani president, Hamdani, as well. And they know full well how Donald Trump felt about it. And now reports have come out, and President Trump now made this public, so I'm happy to say this. So your listeners, in case they missed it, can now know, he basically said, you mess this deal up, there are going to be serious, serious ramifications for you, Taliban, and I think you know they're going to come from the sky, in essence. And I don't want to get into his colorful language he can tend to use, but the president was very clear about what he was going to do versus what Joe Biden actually did. There were conditions on the ground they had to meet. They had to come together with some ceasefire and some peace plans amongst themselves. They had to recognize governments, et cetera. They didn't have to do any of that with Joe Biden. They just did it. And now you're seeing the backtracking of the State Department, documents being released and leaked, saying, wait a minute, we told Joe Biden this was going to happen. Now you're hearing, you know, General Milley all over the place as well. You know, first he's worried about wokeism in the military. Now he's saying, no, wait a minute. We weren't prepared for contingencies. Other military leaders say, wait a minute, the military always prepares for contingencies. Someone's not telling the truth. As I've said with COVID, time is not going to be kind to what people did in and around COVID as relates to people inside the federal government. Time is also not going to be kind to this situation. People aren't going to go down for the bad decisions of Joe Biden. They're going to let the American people know via leaks, via on-the-record comments, whatever it may be. But right now, it is very clear that our enemies think we're weak. It is very clear that when the president of the United States speaks, it's not just the media, it's not just the American people that hear it, the global community hears it. And right now, they're angry at the United States, just like the American people are, and they have every right to be, because this isn't who we are as a nation right now. Joe Biden has failed us.
Good point. Rich, thanks for the comment, and obviously Hogan's lined up with you there. Thanks for setting the record straight. Another text, different topic. Get ready for another assault on our civil liberties and freedom with the FDA approval of the Pfizer vax. Soon we'll see another push for more government control. I love your line about time not being kind. What do you see as the result, Hogan, of the FDA approval of the Pfizer vax as far as more government controls? You agree?
I think it's coming, and I think they've signaled that at every step of the way. Look, you just saw, for example, in the city of New York, that they have now mandated that you show not just a vaccine, proof of vaccine when you go into a restaurant, but also they demand you show a photo ID, which makes it harder to eat at a restaurant, more secure to eat at a restaurant than it does to cast a vote in New York City. So that's kind of ridiculous on its face. Here's what's interesting. People kept clamoring for the FDA to give approval to these vaccines. No one really pointed as to why they weren't. Now, part of that has to do with the trials, of course. They may not know for sure. But in essence, once they do that and start to do these commercials, we've all seen commercials on television for medicine. What do they always end with? Side effects. And someone says them fast and someone says them low, but they all say them. And once this drug gets approved and it begins to be marketed on television, by law, you have to hear side effects. And if you think there are people right there outside listening to us going, I'm not sure whether I want to take this or not, which is understandable. It's your decision. That's fine. When they start hearing all of these side effects, it's going to be harder and harder to get it. And that's why the government is going to force the mandates, I'm afraid.
Yeah, by the way, I just talked to a friend in Canada who said, you will not get on a plane without a government-issued ID card saying you've been vaccinated. in Canada very soon. No flights, period. That's where we're going. We'll finish with Hogan Gidley. Big question on President Trump's future when we come back.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69 cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32 ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch family packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC Rewarranties for a lifetime of protection at no extra cost on those new Buicks, GMCs, plus most late model used vehicles of all makes. Get all the details online. Most of the 2021 GMC Acadias and Buick SUV models are at 0% for 72 months of very well qualified buyers. Find out more. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Hey, Scott, you're just a rhino cheerleader. You know what they say, if you're not part of the solution, you are the problem. All right. That's the new text line is turning into the Hate Hannon hotline, and I love it. I appreciate it. Ask Donald Trump if I'm a rhino cheerleader, by the way. How many pieces of my hind end do I have for the support that I continue to have for that man? And we're talking to somebody who was in the room with him. Some of the most consequential decisions of his presidency, Hogan Gidley, who you watch on a Newsmax now. Let me see, is Newsmax on Medco yet? No. They got a lot of happy talk going on these days about, oh, we're going to put it on the stream servers. Oh, we're going to do it. No, put it on everywhere. Get rid of one of the 11 liberal news channels, put Newsmax on, and then we'll stop talking about it. Anyway, you can watch Hogan on pretty much all their shows. He's reporting for all of them and talking about these decisions right now. How is the president doing? I can't imagine how frustrating it is. I know our friend Senator Kevin Cramer and the president are close, and last time the two of them talked was shortly after the vote on the first tranche of infrastructure, and he just said the president is just flat out angry that all the good work he did in 4 years is being undone brick by brick. Is it anger? Is it passion? Is it wanting to return to the arena? What would you ascribe in the way of emotions to the 45th president these days, Hogan?
Oh, I think it's all of them, and that was on full display in Alabama. Look, sadly, no one showed up for that rally. Did you notice? No one even cared.
Yeah, very quiet. No, I mean, of people only. Unbelievable.
Pouring down rain. Now, in the SEC, of course, if you're in Alabama, you're going to stand out in whatever elements it takes to cheer on Alabama or Auburn, no question. So, you know, it kind of comes in the blood down there. But still, whatever they're passionate about, they're going to stand up for. And you saw that this past weekend. Look, I think policies really matter. We talked about this during the campaign, and Donald Trump's policies just improved the lives of all Americans, regardless of race, religion, color, or creed. And now we have policies that are really not just taking us backwards and putting America not first, but last, but they're hurting average families. I mean, you used to could afford gas. Now you can't because we're relying on foreign enemies for our gas prices. Begging OPEC to produce more oil for us. You used to have a secure southern border. Now you don't. You used to be able to afford goods and services. Inflation comes in. Now you can't. You used to be comfortable with where we were on the international stage. Now you're not. These things reversed so quickly that I think the jarring effect of having these successes and now not having them is making, sure, Trump upset, but it's making the American people upset more than that. So, you know, any president can have their policies overturned, I think. One of the most lasting legacies of Donald Trump, I believe, is showing us, hey, it's okay to fight back. You don't have to stand for this mess anymore. And he's given kind of a path to politicians and to the American people. And you've seen that, first and foremost, with critical race theory, for example, and the backlash that it's brought up at the local level. You're seeing people like-minded getting up and getting out into the arena, fighting back and saying, we're not going to do this. When you start to mess with our kids, we're drawing the line. And that's opening, I think, the door for the American people to step up and say, nope, we're also going to fix elections in this country. You're not going to tell me nothing nefarious happened when both Republicans and Democrats have been complaining about elections since 2000 in Florida, for heaven's sakes. I mean, confidence is on the downslide there. You're not going to tell me we're not going to get involved in all the issues facing this country anymore. We've got to, because the future of our country is at stake. And so it's a long answer to say, I think the president's frustrated. I think he's angry. And I think he has every right to be because he cares about the country. But he stands with the American people who are also upset.
Will he run again, Hogan?
I don't know. I go back and forth with this. Sometimes I talk to him and I'm like 60-40 yes, no, 70-30 yes, no. And then I talk to him again. It's more like 50-50. I'm not entirely sure. But one thing's clear. We need a champion in this country for America First policies. And I think regardless of who a nominee would be or a candidate would be, you've seen in time after time, poll after poll, at a lot of conservative events, that 90+% of convention goers, whatever the convention be about, say that the candidates have to embrace that Make America Great Again mantra or the America First policies in order to get their support and get their vote. And I think, he's looking at it, no question, because he doesn't know if anyone's out there who can champion that in the way he could and moving this nation forward.
He just made a statement, issued a statement, rather, because, of course, he's silenced on social media. What does that tell you about his effectiveness? He said Biden's biggest mistake was not understanding that the military has to be last out the door, not first out the door. Civilians and equipment go first, and then when everyone and everything is out, the military goes. So simple, and yet it wasn't done. Tragic. And in a different topic, but we only have half a minute left. I want people to understand what Donald Trump did in the way of saving millions and millions of lives for his warp speed effort on the vaccines, on the therapies that he talked about nobody else would related to COVID. Talk about that a second.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that was, it's a modern miracle. I mean, governments aren't designed, especially ours, to move quickly. I mean, we had no PPE when this whole thing happened because guess what? Our PPE was being manufactured in China. So we partnered with UPS, FedEx to bring those things back into this country. We partner with local businesses. We partner with the drug companies to make sure they could, you know, get some of the regulations out of the way to begin to build this kind of stuff. And then we would absolutely make sure it was safe and it was effective. All those things happened. This was a global pandemic that it was unforeseen and unprecedented. And Donald Trump's administration not only developed, distributed a vaccine, but they got something out there that was completely safe for the American people to take.
They fought the fight of saving millions of
lives.
Nielsen
says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV. And go to Newsmax.com for breaking news now, 24/7. It's a source I trust, and you can too. Watch Newsmax TV today. And if your cable company doesn't have Newsmax, tell them, get Newsmax now. Newsmax TV.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.